Good morning. 7:42 a.m. on Wednesday, December 3rd. It's cold. 20-something. 21 according to the airport, 28 according to my house. It's it feels a lot colder. I have to say, it feels a heck of a lot colder. Yes, I'm still recording. Okay, good. I'm going to reset that. Okay. Put it in my pocket. And find my other glove. Because my fingers are... Don't litter. My fingers are freezing. Okay, here we go. Hiking along. It's a Wednesday. It's a screwy day. Yesterday was kind of a screwy day. Today's gonna be even a screwier day. Although, probably better. Yesterday was broken up because it had odd midday traffic, which was made doubly aggravating because about the time I got home from my walk, I got a call from the doctor. So I had the kid excused from school, I had to go pick her up early, but the doctor has come down sick and was not in the office. So her appointment's been postponed by 2 weeks, something she's not happy about, but we have to do what we have to do. And she had to get out of school half a day, so, okay, fine. Tomorrow, and today she doesn't have to get out of school. Well, she does get out of school at an odd time, 4 o'clock, because she's got to go do a rehearsal for a concert that's tonight. And then her improv group is meeting after school to get ready for their final. To do a little improv practice. So I go pick up at 4 o'clock, which means I've got the majority of the day is clear, which is excellent because yesterday, even though the day was broken up pretty badly, yesterday I got all of the edits loaded finally. And I went through, there were a lot of edits, some of which I actually went through and made another pass for words like really. I should probably make another one for very, and another one for that. But I don't get too carried away. I've already got so many edits that it's going to be pointless for me to try to double load them. So what I'm going to do is take this file, create the EPUB that I need for KDP. Nook, draft to digital, and Kobo, and get that uploaded, and merge the files, and get them loaded over to LaTeX for conversion to the PDF. Forgot to turn on ingress to get credit for my walking. Okay, fingers are warming up. Gloves are cold. I had my my hand balled up in the palm of the glove. The fingers were so cold. Okay. So yeah, I got all loaded. I know what I'll do is I'll reconvert the PDF. I have the front and back matter all done. I've got the book itself is set up properly. So all I have to do is put the content in and then tag the chapters. And while there's a lot of chapters, it's actually a very fast process. Once the shell is there, once I know the book is going to format properly, then loading the shell around the content is easy, and it's just a matter of tagging 38 or 40 chapters or however many it is. And so it's tag search, tag search, tag search, tag search. And so very quickly, probably will take half an hour to get it reconverted. Much faster than it would be for me to go through the book again and find all the places where I changed stuff. Then tomorrow I can start on Captain's Share, doing the markup for Captain's Share. So yeah, and then tomorrow she's going to down to Denver with the thespian troupe. It's ThesCon, their annual statewide thespian conclave. They'll have workshops, and then they'll attend a lot of plays. There's like five or six plays that will happen. So she's after a very grumbly day yesterday, she's kind of stoked for today, because there's not a lot of school in today, there's a lot of performance in today, and then she's away for the weekend. So yeah, she's rocking and rolling. Elder daughter had a job interview yesterday, first one ever. She's very excited. I'm very proud of her. Getting a job is one of those milestones of adulthood. And it's one of those things that I realized how spoiled I was by having a job when I was 13. Actually, when I was 12. So I worked in a factory illegally when I was a teen. I've talked about this before, I know. Minimum wage was like a buck and a quarter, and I was making a buck because I was illegal. But they didn't withhold taxes, they paid me in cash under the table. I was an illegal worker. And it worked out for me. You know, 40 bucks a week for a 12-year-old is rich money. Or it was in those days, because in those days a book was 95 cents. I could buy a mass market paperback for 95 cents, and there were a lot of them around for me to buy. Now, not so much. So, yeah, so I always worked. I always had a job. I always knew that my life was going to be laboring 40 years ago. And I have. I've done 40 years of labor. Monk Post. And now I haven't always done work. Quite frequently I've done work that I enjoyed. Once I got done managing college bookstores back in, I don't know when it was. It must have been 1980. I went to work with computers and then worked with computers forever. And I always had jobs that were either stepping stones to jobs that I wanted, like being a temp and a data entry clerk, or they were jobs that I really enjoyed. And so 40 years seems to have gone pretty well. I was looking for Lester Orcutt's Minket. One of the boats that I worked on was called the Minket. It was a very small side trawler, an Eastern rig dragger, technically, that ran out of Portland. And in the days when I was there, in the days when I was a dragger boy, when I was working the decks, learning how to make twine, how to mend the nets, which is making twine. There were, up and down the East Coast, there were thousands of them. There were 800 of them out of Portland alone. And between Portland and Gloucester, and then up in Bar Harbor, there were a lot of boats out dragging. And now apparently it's less than a dozen, maybe less than two dozen boats still afloat. So they're not making any more. And the wood boats, this was 40 years ago. Wood boats don't last that long in the salt water, in the ocean. I've sweat on my phone. It's gonna be nice. So yeah, it was kind of like, well, I was part of something that has pretty much gone away. It was a life, it was a way of life, it was... It had roots back to the oldest days, to the Blue Nose schooners and the dory fishermen that would go off on the banks and put out their lines and fill their dories with fish and bring them back. It was a line back to them. It was a connection that I'm feeling kind of quite sad about. Although, truth is, handwriting was on the wall even back then. And things have gotten a lot better. Landing quotas. And in South Coast, the landing quarters are bigger and bigger and bigger. But there's the threat that if they fish out the waters, then there'll be no more fish. So so they have to find new places to fish in. And that's really the story there. Because it's part of the threat is overfishing. And when you have a technology that lets you fish 1,000 miles away, it's easy to do. So, yeah, all part and parcel. I'm really looking forward to getting back into Cape Grace. I'm almost, you know, I'm so close to the end of these paperbacks, I can almost taste it. I just got to mark and load, and then I'm done. I think that was 6 times. Actually, I only have to mark and load 5 times. I've got one ready. It's loaded. I just have to do the conversion. It should be done today. So, yeah, I'm thinking about... I'm going to have to pay taxes here pretty soon. I'm going to have to contact the IRS and find out what those foreign rights forms are again. I've got it someplace in my inbox. I'll look up my agent's questions about it and then send off the $85 for next year's foreign rights stuff. It is cold this morning. It's not cold like the other morning where it was like freezing in my beard. At least I don't think it's freezing. I don't think it's freezing in my beard. I'm not getting the little pulling sensations from my mustache as I'm talking. But it is chilly this morning. My Lord. Now it feels good. I got out. I got my walk in. This is my first task for every day is after I get the kid to school is to get the walk in. And even when there's no school, the first work task, and I look at it as a work task just because it's part of being on schedule, it's part of being in the day, it's part of letting the schedule take some of the load off my cognitive processing. So that, sure, I'm going to get distracted. I'm going to be distracted. But if I'm walking, I've got to finish the walk. It doesn't really matter how distracted I get by something. As long as the feet keep moving. As long as I keep walking, life is good. And then life is good. Oh, my eyes are running because of the cold. Nose is running because of the cold. I want breakfast. I don't know what I want for breakfast. That's the big problem. Breakfast, breakfast, breakfast. Oh. Oh, I have to take the milk in. Today's milk order. Milk day. Take the milk in. But I don't have to worry about it going bad out here. It's colder out here than it is in the house. In the refrigerator. So take it in so it can warm up, I guess. Take it in so the cheese thaws. So anyway, here I am. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow, as I'm quite prone to say, is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.